Welcome back to the Guardian with Joe and Holly Radio Show. Happy you're with us today. Question and answer time. You got a question? Send it on over. We've got an answer for you. 1-800-927-SHOW. That's 1-800-927-7469. Or gardentalkradio@gmail.com. This question here, Holly, is sponsored by Fleet Farm and fleetfarm.com.
Is it safe to use black walnut chips on the walk paths between my raised beds? My raised beds aren't like most beds. I have put them on a slight slope. The bottom of one side of the bed is dug into the soil. The other side is a little below the soil level. I'm using the wood chips as a weed barrier and moisture retainer.
Mulch or wood chips from black walnuts are not recommended for plants sensitive to Julong, J-U-G-L-O-N-E. It's a chemical the plants or the tree puts out as a defense mechanism to keep plants from invading in on its territory. However, composting the wood chips for a minimum of 6 months allows that chemical to break down to a safe level, even for plants that are sensitive to that chemical. So if the wood chips have been there for more than 6 months, like you're going to get them and use them, you should be okay. Shouldn't have a problem. If you have a black walnut that has been chipped up or you're using or has been planted, you're planting where a tree used to be, you could have problems because that chemical that tree puts out still persists in the soil and can for a number of years.
Is there a correct size to have for harvesting green beans?
No, there's not. It's at the point in which you are comfortable harvesting them. The bigger the bean pod, the bigger the seed inside of it will be, the tougher it's going to be to consume. Now, you can get them at any size, you know, very tiny or medium size, whatever the case is, but you got to be able to chew them up. As they get larger, the seed gets larger and more mature, they're going to get more woody and tough. And at that stage, there can be a point of the plant determining that they have matured, the plant has matured the internal seed to the point where it will reproduce at the appropriate time after it falls off the plant and goes in the ground. And the plant basically shuts down because the reproductive state or purpose of the plant, that's what it's doing. It's not growing green beans for you. So harvest them. I would recommend harvesting them at a medium-sized state. Regularly harvest them so they can continue to produce, because if you don't harvest them, they're going to put all their pods on and then shut down. So there you go. I know my pumpkins are going to outgrow my garden bed and grow in the yard. Should I lay down cardboard over the grass, or is it okay for them to grow on the grass?
Well, this is up to you. It's okay to let them grow on the grass. That's not a problem. But if you do want to mow or trim around them because you don't want your grass to grow tall, then that could be challenging.
But they do put, as the plants grow out, the pumpkins, they do put roots down in their vines.
Right. So they do put roots down. So one thing you could do is you could try to, once they kind of establish, you could put cardboard around, and then that would smother out the grass that you don't want to trim or have grow there. Otherwise, it's fine just to let them go as is, and then you could just carefully.
Yeah, weed eat the top of the grass so it doesn't go to seed and let it be.
Right, just kind of trim it as it needs to be.
Yeah, let it. I think that's the way to go. All right, I planted cucumbers 2 weeks ago, and they do not look happy. I gave them fertilizer at the time of planting and kept them watered. What are your thoughts?
It's possible that they are too cold. Cucumbers are warm weather plants, so if you planted them early, it could happen that they just aren't doing too well with the varying temperatures of the late spring. Keeping them watered and fertilized is important. What do you think?
Yeah, cucumbers at root zone, which is about an inch and a half below surface, likes the soil temperature to be a consistent 65 degrees Fahrenheit. And if it's not that, it's not going to be happy. And if you plant them too early, they're going to be stunted or have difficulty getting to a mature state. And it's just better to wait until that soil is at the right temperature and direct sow them. You don't need to transplant them. Don't start them indoors 2 weeks before your last average frost date. The process of planting a transplant and a seed and 4 weeks are the same size anyway. So save the transplanting, save the seeds indoors, just direct sow them at the appropriate time, and you will have good cucumbers. And cucumbers are not a long
growing they're only going to grow for a few months. They're not the type of...
You're not going to get cucumbers the week before Thanksgiving in most areas of the country.
They just kind of do their thing. They grow, then you harvest, and you harvest a little bit more, and then all of a sudden they're like, whoa, I'm done.
You can plant your...
And that's... Yeah.
You can plant your cucumbers at the appropriate time, wait about 3 weeks, plant another batch, and try to extend
the succession
plant them a little bit. Yeah. I mean, it's based on your long range forecast of in the fall.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.